You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of ICAC 2007, the 47th Annual InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy. The conference took place in Chicago, Illinois, from September 17th through September 20th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. I'm in Chicago at ICAC 2007, one of the year's HIV conferences. Right now, I'm in the poster session, where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I will ask a few questions.
My name is Dr. Michael Silverman, and I'm from the University of Toronto in Canada, and also a volunteer who works in Zimbabwe with Via Hafta, which is a Canadian humanitarian organization that gives free medical care in the developing world. And we've been working in Zimbabwe doing mother-to-child transmission studies, trying to prevent mother-to-child transmission of HIV. And since August of 99, we've been keeping track of what percentage and what total number of women who are pregnant have HIV in the area. We don't keep names, it's non-nominal data, but we just keep the numbers. And what has been dramatic has been a steady fall in the percentage of women who have HIV in this area. The fall has gone from 26.6% down to 15.6%. That's a 41% fall in the prevalence of HIV in the pregnant women. And it's strongly statistically significant.
How do you track them, by the way? What's your method?
So what we do is all women who agree to be have an HIV test done in pregnancy have pre-test counseling, and if they consent to testing, then they're tested. We don't keep track of their names, but we do keep track of just how many were positive and how many were negative and how total many were checked. And the total number checked per month has not changed. It's been very high total numbers, so we've checked over 15,500 women. And the steady drop in fall has been very dramatic. Now, this is despite the fact that the economy has been collapsing. Initially, we would like to say that it's because more and more people are using condoms and because of educational programs working, and we've been working really hard trying to keep educational programs going in the face of a collapsing economy. So we've been doing puppet shows and AIDS clubs, and we've been doing condom distribution, and as I said, voluntary counseling and testing for everyone and everyone who would like in the community, and we give Medicaid-free Septra and other opportunistic infection prevention medications to all those who are HIV positive. And we have a heart program for treating people who are HIV. Naturally, we're not covering as many as we'd like because of resource shortages, but we have 888 people who are on heart. And we'd like to think that those things are what's driving down the outbreak. However, when we look at the number of people who are known positive and using condoms, there does not seem to be any trend towards an increased use of condoms. Now, this is different than what's been seen by other groups in eastern Zimbabwe who looked and saw that they felt that there was an increased use of condoms, and that was why the prevalence was falling there as well. And the prevalence seems to be falling throughout the country. Now, this is the largest study done in pregnant women. But there have been other studies done with house-to-house screening where everyone in the house is asked to come out and ask for permission to do an HIV test. And in those programs, also, there's been a decrease in prevalence. But in our area, we seem to be finding a decrease in prevalence despite a lack of improvement in condom use. And what we think is happening is that the collapse in the economy is actually leading to an improvement in HIV positive rates. That is, a lot of the things that normally would drive the epidemic, such as lorry drivers driving up and down the roads and then having brief sexual encounters, has been stopped because of the collapsing economy. The lorry drivers are nowhere near driving as often because the companies have been closing and they're running out of petrol.
Could you describe a little bit, and for those who don't know what's going on in Zimbabwe, what is the climate there right now?
Well, unfortunately, it's been extremely difficult. Many people are still surviving, but based on resorting to subsistence farming. So a lot of the urbanization and a lot of the developments that have happened in terms of modernization that happened with the country are being reversed by the collapse in the currency. Because of that, Zimbabwe right now is the fastest shrinking economy in the world. They're felt to have over 7,000% inflation. And there are currency controls that prevent trade and trading the currency at anything but official rates, which makes it almost impossible to do business. And therefore, things like many businesses have closed. Things like bars are no longer able to stay open because they can't import alcohol, and people have no currency to buy alcohol with. And then the buses have stopped running. Because, again, there's no money for petrol, and the people can't really pay for bus fare. And so it's hard to get to a bar. And a lot of the men are no longer staying in the city working and then coming home to visit their wives only occasionally because there's no jobs in the city with over 80% unemployment.
So they're not using sex workers anymore.
Well, it's hard. You can't pay the sex worker if you have no currency.
And they can't have concurrent relationships either.
It's hard to have a concurrent relationship when you can't get out of earshot of your spouse because you can't travel. And so people are being, because of the economic collapse, are being forced to stay home. And the country is sort of becoming like it's being quarantined. And the people are now, it's not a intervention that we're recommending for HIV control elsewhere. But it's an interesting observation in terms of what drives an epidemic. This is sort of the opposite of what's happening in Eastern Europe, where there's a boom in the economy which can help drive HIV rates. Normally, we think of poverty as leading to HIV, but relative poverty leads to HIV. If someone has money and is near someone else who doesn't have money, they can force the person who doesn't have money to make inappropriate choices and dangerous choices, such as prostitution. And however, if nobody's got any money, then it takes away any of the leverage that would come with having some money. And if everyone is in poverty, then some of the pressure towards sex work and all these other things is taken away.
Wow. So bad political situation, poverty, leads to less prevalence of HIV.
Again, not something we're advocating.
right.
It's an unfortunate social experiment, natural experiment that's been happening in the country based on what's happening with a severely collapsing economy and a rapidly deteriorating situation. It's been going on for some time, but it's been accelerating.
Uh-huh.
And as it accelerates, the pattern seems to be continuing and seems to be continuing to push down HIV prevalence rates.
So this is the largest survey of pregnant women ever done in Zimbabwe. And are you continuing?
We're continuing to follow, we're continuing to follow the patients, and we're continuing to follow. Rather than follow the patients, we're continuing to follow all new people who are pregnant, all new women who are pregnant, but follow-up of individuals is very difficult in this situation. There's no telephones. It's difficult to maintain computer records when there's no electricity, and it's difficult to contact people when you can't go out and find them and they can't get to you. But we do, through keeping paper records and logbooks, continue to monitor what percentage of the women are positive, and we continue to try, in a very difficult situation, to do educational programs and condom distribution as much as we can, hoping that they will at least be part of it and help. But it's not clear how much of the effect is from that I think a lot of the effect is from the collapsing economy.
I see here, I just want to go over some of the data. It says the prevalence is decreasing linearly among pregnant women, HIV prevalence by 1.4% per month.
That's right. So if you take, let's say, January's numbers and you get a percentage, February's on average will be 1.4% of January's numbers lower. So that is, it's not falling by 1.4% every month, otherwise it would be zero, but by 1.4% of the previous numbers is how much it's falling. So, and that seems to be linear. We tried a number of different models, and we tried to break up this by different years and by different clusters of years, and it seems to be consistent throughout. There's a consistent ongoing fall, and even up to August 1st of 2007, the fall is continuing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on ICAC 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2007.